Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful. It is November 16th, 2022. Alex, do you want to see what one of the other options were?
No, please. I love that new music, but I want to hear the other one.
Pretty good shit, right?
Yeah, man.
I'm just saying we've also got
the background the whole way through.
Listen, we've got a listen, man, buddy.
That's a nice vibe. That's got a vibe to it.
This one is literally titled Another One. Yeah. I'm a fan of synth music, if you guys couldn't tell. But what's up, you guys? It's Sean Ross Sapp. Hopefully you haven't turned this show off yet. Hopefully you're like that vibing cat that's on Twitter. That's that's what we need out of you guys. But I'll tell you what else we need out of you guys. Thumbs ups, subscribes, all that good stuff. Interviews with Jake something and Eric Bischoff this week here on Fightful. That's in addition to all the breaking news, all the shows we got going on. And, buddy, do we have a lot of shows. Full Gear this Saturday, not Sunday, as John Moxley said. No. I'll be here with Jutley Cutler. Alex will be on Fightful Select with Kate. I am pumped for this weekend. It is a really good-looking card. I had fun watching Dynamite tonight. But, guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We would greatly appreciate it if you guys did that. That's how you get your questions or statements read on the air. So if you're new here and you go, why aren't they answering my question? Donate super chats, donate humper chats. That gets it done. Our great moderator, Luis, is helping us out. Dana says, with the Cow Palace show announcements tonight, is it safe to assume Revolution will be at the Chase Center on March 4th, or has there been a location change? Yes, I think that it will be at the Chase Center. That is actually something that we updated that day on our Fightful Select story. They Cow Palace is on the docket, obviously, but I think they're probably going to be at the Chase Center on March 4th. I'm not going to say that definitively, but that was the word that I got right then, is that not only was that going to happen, but like Hobbs's big push was kind of coinciding with that, 'cause he's from the area. But Throwback says, this is awesome. 23 month sub on here. This is killer. He sent that on Twitch because we are simulcasting on twitch.tv /Fightful Gaming. But JP says this should be the last time AEW runs a show at this venue. Felt like a COVID show. What did you think about that, Alex?
I didn't like they popped huge for the Acclaimed, and then I'm trying to remember other things that they popped huge for. So I mean, listen, I don't know.
I'm living in a
crowds are different, man. It's not an exact science. You never know what the crowds are gonna do.
I guess compared to what I saw last Monday, not this past Monday in Louisville, but last Monday on Raw, every crowd to me, I'm like, damn. Listen to that crowd, especially the contrast we saw between last week and Louisville this week. Guys, we are heading in to talk about Dynamite. Oscar says, how hyped are you for Full Gear on a scale of 1 to 10? From an in-ring standpoint, it's probably about an 8 or a 9, honestly. Like, I think that this show is – I think it's incredible. I the ROH title match, I think, could be incredible. I'm very excited for Britt Baker and Saraya, Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus in a cage. I said this earlier on What Do You Guys Want to Talk About? And with John Alba today, who joined me, I never take Sting wrestling for granted anymore. I will never do that. Like, and it's always fun. So I'm pumped for that. It should be Jamie Hayter's night as well. There's a whole lot. I mean, the sirloin beef sons of bitches just banging up against each other. I'm pumped for that. I have this at a smooth like 9 for me as far as an in-ring thing goes.
Yeah. I think all the matches will be great. As always with these cards, it is the number of them that I have a concern with. We're going to be 12 matches deep into this thing and have like an hour and a half left to go. And I like, it's just, it's hard for me. I'm getting up there in age. This is past my bedtime. You know what I mean? These things go late into the night.
Buddy, I thought I had it bad with you and Kate doing long reviews. I'm on there with Julie Cutler, and we have not done a review less than 2 hours yet.
Of course, can't.
We just get to talking, and we start gabbing it up. Brie Marie, I want to thank you so much. She says, love watching and supporting you guys. Wanted to send a little something. Thanks for all you all do. Well, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate that, because I know that we have no shortage of paywalls and things that we ask you guys for by the way of money. So thank you guys so much for doing because we are a very publicly funded site. I'll say this for everybody saying clickbait. We don't make money off the clicks. Like we are very much a money losing venture on that side of things. So the money that you guys send in, we greatly appreciate. We saw the Lethal Dutt Jarrett backstage promo. Action says, hey, SRS, I think I've heard you say you like Sanjay Dutt. Should check out his promo on Countdown to Full Gear. Well, I like him in the ring an awful lot. I like his production work. I did not like his commentary work, but I'm coming around on his heel promo work. Lethal Dutt and Jarrett, it's so funny. John Alba said today, didn't think we would see Sting and Jarrett in the ring together in 06. Much less in 2022. And I brought up one of the best pieces of wrestling in-ring advice I ever got was from Christopher Daniels. And I was picking his brain and I was like, I've seen him botch one thing in his entire career. And he says, I only do things in minute 3 that I can do in minute 30 as well. Jeff Jarrett only did things in 1989 that he can also do in 2022. So I think we're going to see a good one there. What are you thinking about Lethal Dutt and Jarrett and the Sting and Darby vignette that we saw?
Sting and Darby's latest student film, I thought, fits his milieu very well.
He and Bray would have gotten along so well.
Obviously, he's taking cues from the mid-century auteurs in France. But I think this is fine. Listen, if you told me, hey, what's a match that you personally don't need to see on this card? This would be it for me. Do it as the semi-main event of a Dynamite. If you got to do it, I would venture. I would say, my own personal opinion, you don't got to do it. But if it's happening, I'm sure it'll be for those people who it's for. I'm sure it'll pop them. I love watching Sting get to wrestle, but as far as everything else goes, I not my thing.
Sawyer says, didn't notice the crowd, but weren't they in Titan territory tonight? That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter at all.
Nah.
Not even a little bit. But we did kick off with Brian and Claudio versus Sammy and Jericho. Jericho ends up submitting to Claudio. I think that's something that probably was the right thing to happen because you got Claudio in this match on Saturday. And I mean, I don't think Sammy's going to win it, but I think that Claudio was the most realistic possible winner that needed a win here.
It's always nice to see Jericho tap out. It always makes me happy. However, this to me, just looking at booking trends.
Oh, what happened, Alex?
I didn't do it.
You died.
I don't know what happened. I didn't touch it. It certainly makes him coming out victorious on Saturday more likely to me, which I think was always the plan. Still holding out hope for somehow Danielson winning it, and we can transfer the stewardship of ROH to a true ROH man going forward, as opposed to let's get all the eyeballs on whatever show we're going to do because he's the anti-ROH, ROH champion, which to me is kind of is a self-defeating purpose. But I fully anticipate Jericho winning. I thought the match was very good. I love watching Claudio in there doing his thing, and Danielson's, you know, the all-time greatest. So I'm looking forward.
Thought it was a very fair setup for this Saturday as well. Made an awful lot of sense, especially because this is a very unique dynamic for a Fatal 4-Way. One that we actually haven't seen much of, and I'm surprised we haven't, of two sets of teammates in there. Right. I love the dynamic. And the BCC is very much a, well, we don't care. We'll beat the hell out of each other type of
sure,
group.
Sure. Yeah, that'll be interesting. We'll be seeing how they...
What happened? How is this happening again?
I'm not touching anything.
I know you're not.
What's going on? I don't. This is very. We're being hacked by Bray Wyatt.
Yes.
I'd be interested to see what they do to book the Sammy is expected to lay down for Jericho and then doesn't segment of the match, because that's they're probably not going to be able to resist doing that, but we'll see how the whole thing gets laid out. I trust Danielson to advocate for the best possible match.
Thanks to Sparrow Opie for becoming a Twitch sub. Glenn Flanders says, should we expect any surprise debuts this Saturday? I'm not. I think this might be one of the first shows where I'm like, okay, well, we know the Elite are returning. I don't anticipate or expect any debuts, any of that. I mean, this is one of the first pay-per-views, Alex, where we haven't had a plethora of WWE releases that are available. And not only that, but people that are on the market still from that as well. So I don't think so. But Jamal Frankenstein says, great AEW show tonight. Hype for Full Gear. Sean, you look awfully short today. Alex, you're looking scrumptious as always. Well, I mean, that's an interesting way to get suspended from our stream, but whatever. Yeah. Oscar Villanueva says, honest question. I don't know about contract status. Is there a slight chance we see Mercedes Moné debut on Saturday? A slight choice or chance? Possibly. Here's my line of thinking on it. And again, I have made this abundantly clear. I don't have anything new on Sasha. Haven't in a long time. WrestleCade tried to book her, not for this weekend, but for next weekend, as soon as she became available. And they had agreed on terms. They had agreed on a price, which was $30,000 for a signing, which is honestly, they were like, yeah, we'll make our money back on that easy. And then her people were like, well, we're not taking wrestling bookings till after January the 1st. To me, if you can make $30,000 in a weekend, you're not passing on it for Pride because it's Summer or Survivor Series weekend or the weekend after Full Gear. So I think if she was available, sure, but I don't think she's available. I think there's a higher percentage chance of her wrestling in Stardom next than or Tokyo Joshi Pro or somewhere like that, just because she wants to. Tom LaValle says, Alex sounding healthier tonight. You love to see it. Got to say, this full gear card seems quite unpredictable to me. So many matches that can go either way. Also, it's going to test the drawing power of MJF beyond the free show, Alex.
Yeah.
We know that he is a viewership draw and can garner interest. But the last pay-per-view, I think, did 135 to 142. So to me, if MJF gets like in the 120, 125 range, he can point at that and be like, look, I'm doing it too. Now, obviously, having the dance partner he has is going to help as well.
Yeah, I think that they're relying a lot on the word of mouth from the last big show that they did and trying to like, okay, so we set all this thing up back in the beginning of September. Here's the payoff. Also, hey, remember that amazing promo thing he did right in the beginning of June? Well, what's that all about? I remember that. I think they're trying to get on that kind of a. I think that.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The biggest draw that they have for this thing, not going to lie, honestly, is the return of the Elite. I think people are really interested in that and what that might. What are they going to be, do, say when they come back? That kind of a thing.
Reminder, guys, FightfulSelect.com, not just exclusive news daily, multiple times a day, at least. I usually try to post at least two exclusive things. You're hearing at Fightful Select first every day on Fightful Select. But now every week, we're giving you articles from our magazine archives. We're doing a lot of bonus stuff. Right now, I have notes from AEW on the Elite, on Don Callis, Darius Martin, Will Washington, who we're going to talk about momentarily, some of the promos that were on the show tonight, and a possible injury. But let's talk about Will Washington. Okay. There was a music video for The Acclaimed. It was good, per usual, but it was preceded by Captain Insano, Alex.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I love this. I mean, they worked to get the Captain Insano IP and all that. I'm going to use that damn thing for our thumbnail to get the casuals. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. It's him. Now, granted, great. Looks a lot different, but hey, why not use him if you got him? Max Caster had a line about Swerve having his family all in the dirt sheets, which Will Washington is Swerve's cousin. Just an FYI for those of you who didn't know that. Loved that. The GIF that Will posted was very funny. He had no idea that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Eloquent is saying, is Will going to let that disrespect slide? RH says, love Fightful Select, love NordVPN. My draw dropped hearing Will Washington catching strays from Max Caster. I await Will's retort. Well, Will has his own show that covers Dynamite on Thursdays here at Fightful. I can't wait to hear Reg and Phil bust his balls on Saturday, though.
Yep.
Very excited for that. But perhaps my favorite comment about this whole thing, give you guys a little backstage news. Will has heard that Anthony Bowens may have aggravated his shoulder. However, he's like, listen, buddy, I don't know if this is a work because of the reference or a shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And the comment, someone said, so we got to get Swerve and Will versus the Acclaimed. Like Will's got to factor into this somehow.
Yeah.
But they had the match. Swerve is so good. Bowens is so good. And I'm glad that Bowens is getting a lot of the limelight right now.
Yeah, that's great.
Because for a long time, it looked like, oh, well, Max would be the one that got the big reactions and got over.
Yep.
Nope, not anymore. Bowens is right up there, man. He's killing it. And I thought that this was another good way to set up this weekend. Billy Gunn staying mad as he should. He got kidnapped. So much of this made sense to me.
Swerve getting the victory, aggravating the shoulder, then hitting his fantastic driver that he does to finish it off. Keith Lee noticeably absent from ringside for this. It is all but certain that they will lose on Saturday, and then their partnership will dissolve, and we'll get a fantastic, unhinged, crazy horror villain Joker style thing from Swerve.
Can't wait.
That's
going to
be
that evil smile that just works so well.
I'm looking forward to that. I also want to note, I thought the video was a lot of fun. In particular, this is a thing that I remember from my earliest experiences with hip hop. Was in the early 90s when Dr. Dre was feuding with Eazy-E, and in all of Dr. Dre's videos, he had a guy playing Sleazy-E, which was a dude dressed up as Eazy-E that would be like, you know, small and weak and couldn't shoot straight and all this
kind
of stuff.
What it reminded me of, yeah.
And so them putting a fake Swerve and a fake Keith Lee in this thing, in this particular way, it felt very much of that era, and I liked that a lot.
And then Eazy-E literally got the same actor to portray him in one of his videos. And Suge Knight was like, yeah, how about you don't or we'll kill you to the guy. So they had to get a stand in.
Yeah, no. There you go.
Alan Mark says, Will should do a run in as a hype man just for Swerve. Just saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the broad audience would understand it, but just to pop me, which is ultimately all that I care about. Mm-hmm. Sure. I love that. Mo ho, 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 fo says probably laugh too hard at the Will Washington reference in the Acclaimed song, but what's up with the tourney? Ethan Page is a finalist. We still don't have a semifinal set on the other side of the bracket. Is Ricky wrestling three times over Rampage in Full Gear? Possibly, and that would stack the deck against him. If you guys want to see what I think is one of the best babyface builds in a tournament, go watch. I think it was Against All Odds 2010, and it was the Pope, D'Angelo, De Niro. And everybody just knew it was going to be Mr. Kennedy, Mr. Anderson winning that tournament. And it wasn't. It was the Pope. And he overcame, and it was really good. I think that Ricky almost doing that, but then Paige, like, getting him, like, I think that would be a good one.
I think provided that what happens on Saturday actually happens, and that MJF wins the title, and it is revealed that the firm was working with him all along, I think that you got to pull for Ricky to win the whole thing so we can actually get a real match out of it. But it is kind of interesting that they're writing in I'm assuming they're writing it in. He's not actually injured. They're writing in a storyline where he's injured and not cleared. So therefore he has to wrestle on Friday and then twice on Saturday to become the tournament winner. Therefore, like a guy who's already injured. Yeah, sure. Wrestle 3 matches in 2 days. You'll be fine. Like getting cleared to wrestle one match might be one thing. Getting cleared to wrestle potentially 3 matches in 2 days would be, I would think, a different process from the trainers. But I think that there's I think Ricky's fantastic. It feels weird that they didn't find a way to do Archer and Ricky tonight, and then yes. Archer and Cage on Friday, the Ricky on Cage on Friday, and then Ricky and Ethan on Saturday.
Jimmy says, any update on Hangman Page or Adam Cole? Unfortunately not. Hangman will be at Winston-Salem, North Carolina next weekend for WrestleCade. I will be there as well. Come say hi to me, guys. But yeah, if you want to see him, he'll be there next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I believe. Mm-hmm. Dax Harwood versus Speedball Mike Bailey on that weekend show. Should be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Mustangs 0727 says, DM'd you on Twitter to ask about having extra full gear tickets if you wanted to do a giveaway. Still have 2 left if interested. Put that at the top of my inbox. I get, quite frankly, I get like over 100 messages a day, so I miss a lot of them. But put that back at the top of my inbox. I would love to make that happen for somebody. It's very cool of you. Justice says, any word on where Daniel Garcia is? I feel like Sammy randomly took his spot in the story. I had a vision of double champ Daniel Garcia, like Brian's ROH run. Well, as I look at things, he's defending
the pure title on Dark and Elevation all the time.
Oh, so, the Brock Anderson match was a hoot. That was a heck of a match. Like,
so to me, it feels like they are making the choice.
Yes.
To make it Sammy Guevara in place of Daniel Garcia when they had done all the work to make Daniel Garcia that character in this feud, they've decided to turn that switch off and put Sammy in there instead, which I question on a lot of levels, but it is a choice that they've made. It's not a thing that Garcia's injured or whatever.
Yeah, I think it should probably be Garcia as well, but maybe they could play off of that and like Jericho campaigned for it type of thing.
Should be.
Tell you what I'm campaigning for.
What's that?
You guys to get rid of your big nasty pubes with manscaped.com and the code Fightful. Yeah. Save 20% and get free shipping when you use the code Fightful at Manscaped. Hot diggity dog. Manscaped. Yeah, exactly. Manscaped.com. So let's just say you go to manscaped.com. I'm typing it in right now. What do you see? You see the crop preserver, the crop reviver, the ear and nose hair trimmer, the weed whacker, the lawnmower 4.0 with that LED light. It's going to help you take care of that stuff. But listen, you're not going to have to cut an MJF promo on your own balls and wiener saying, I'll bleed and tear tendons and joints. Not with this lawnmower 4.0. No way. And right now, you want to get this stuff for the holidays. Get it for somebody else. The Performance Package 4.0, the Perfect Package 4.0, the Platinum Package 4.0. They have all of these packages for your package. Whether you want boxers, the buff bundle in the bathroom for the shower, whether you want the refined cologne to make you smell good, your actual body. But I mean, this stuff will actually help your nuts smell better too. You can get the skin and hair care kit. They've got so many different packages to take care of yours at manscaped.com and the code Fightful. Save 20% and get free shipping at manscaped.com using the code Fightful. Samoa Joe cuts a badass promo.
So good.
A sirloin beef sons of bitches promo is what this was. It's interrupted by Hobbs and Wardlow. And then Wardlow, I often forget he is capable of doing these psychotic things, Alex, because he powerbombs people over and over and over again. Whew. What'd you think of this one? Walk us through this.
I've been waiting for one of these from Samoa Joe. We haven't gotten a lot of these. Like, I remember he, listen, the whole thing about him is that he never really ascended to the top of the mountain in WWE main roster, but on his way there, before he was knocked back down a couple of pegs, he was cutting promos. Like, he cut one on Brock Lesnar that, like, shoot pissed Lesnar off. I remember that. He was cutting ones on Jeff Hardy and everybody. Like, he was going nuts with his, and I've missed that. I think my favorite era of Joe still is when he was feuding with Shinsuke Nakamura and threatening to murder everyone in the building until Regal gave him a title match, and he would just show up and go, Regal! It was great. I loved this. I question whether or not he had to say that the crowd is a bunch of people who would wait for the storm to hit them. Like, look, you can be pissed at Wardlow, and because we like Wardlow, we won't like what you're saying. You don't have to turn into a I'm also healing on the crowd moment, because it felt kind of tacked on. But I love Hobbs coming out and being like, you got to get in line, because I was here first. If you didn't notice, I'm the one kicking Wardlow's ass for the past several weeks. So how about I kick your ass too? And Samoa Joe's like, yeah, come and bring some. And Wardlow comes out, the giant pull apart brawl. I'm really excited about this. I would argue make it winner take all. That would make things really interesting to me. But I'm fine with it being just for the TV title. Hell, I'm happy the TNT title is being defended on a pay-per-view. Like, yes. that makes me a lot that very excited.
Yes. Powerbomb me Wardlow says that he should lead the Dark Order and name it the New Wardlow Order. Oh God, you need to go away.
Nope.
Says don't forget to tip your waiters, waitresses. Tony says Big E is going to need 3 buckets of popcorn for that 3-way TNT title match.
Good stuff.
Oh, he's going to watch that meat bumping for sure. And Shot Kid says, on paper, this full gear card might be my favorite yet. Multiple title matches I can see going either way. High profile showcases for homegrown talent. Soraya's in-ring return, but most importantly, Haas Warfare 2022. I love it. It's just going to be, you know,
slapping
it.
Meat.
You know it. All day long. Morg says, for Alex, the king of ad reactions. Thank you, sir. And Darren Walker says, why FTR, the best tag team in the company, not on pay-per-view? I'm sure they would like an answer to that question as well as why they're not featured a lot more. And that's a drum that they've been beating for months and months and months and months. And people seem to think that it's a storyline, and it's not. They won on TV more.
Yep.
Oh, man. So we got the Jade Nyla Rose vignette. Any thoughts on this one?
I mean, I'm happy we're getting a Nyla Rose and Jade match. It feels like this is an honest-to-God real challenge for Jade. You have Nyla Rose, who's a former champion, multiple time former AEW women's champion contender. I think the match will be great. I don't know that I love the "I stole your belt and I won't give it back" thing, but it's Nyla, so she makes it work. But it seems kind of all right, how about we try this, as opposed to like, let's build a story around them specifically, where it doesn't involve property theft. But I think the match is going to be really good. It's going to be a really good test for Jade. I expect Jade to come out victorious, and then we'll see what they build to for her going down the line. Like, it does feel like she's gone through almost everybody. The one major person I feel like that, I mean, aside from Britt, because she's always being kept separate from Jade, they live in two separate worlds. I would love to see a Hikaru Shida match at Revolution. I think that's the real test for Jade would be that she gets past Hikaru Shida, then she really proves something. And by that point, she'll be getting close to 50-0, particularly if they can give her some more title defenses on Dark and Elevation. If you can say she's 49-0 and at Revolution, she's facing Hikaru Shida to make it 50-0, that right there is something special, I think.
We also had Britt Baker and Saraya. Man, Britt Baker cut an absolutely fire promo. And I saw people saying, why is she cutting the babyface promo? Why is she cutting the babyface promo? Listen, she said she spoke, like, how would she ignore that? How would she ignore the fact that not only did she lay the bricks for the foundation, she was the foundation. She was the first signing, Alex.
Yeah.
To ignore that would be dumb. It would be ridiculous. And I like that Saraya was just pissed off and irrational and all that. She did put her foot in her mouth a little bit. She's like, forget it. I'm going to whip that ass. How about that one? I thought they killed it. Back-to-back weeks, they killed it.
Yeah, I really loved, like last week, Saraya seemed a little out of pocket, like she didn't really know who she was talking to. Like a lot of the things that she said were demonstrably false. Yeah. And I love that they allowed Britt to deal with that in this this week, saying that, you know, you called me that I'm not a star to my face over and over again. What would you call? And then reading her litany of things that she's done, what would you call all of that if not being a star? Because that's what I've done. Listen, she is at the same time the most reviled lady heel in the company, and also the entire crowd chants along with DMD. That's special. And I think that there's something very, she is undeniably a star and has been now, I think you could say easily since that St. Patrick's Day match with Thunder Rosa. Every time she finds the camera at the exact right moment, she's got that star quality. That's not something that you can take away from her. You can say you've been protected by Jamie and Reba at all times, but you can say that about her, but you can't tell her she's not a star. And I love that Britt addressed that in her promo.
Yeah, I thought that they just did incredible here. Chris says, what a promo by Britt. Might be my favorite one she's done, and she's had some great ones. Thank you so much for the generous donation, Chris. Yeah, she's had some fire promos. And this is, you know, people say, oh, can't she not be on a pay-per-view? No, she can't not be on a pay-per-view, because if you want that growth, I think that she is an integral part of that because of the stock they put in her and the work that she has done. Yeah. She sells these matches.
I've never argued don't give attention to Britt because she's great. I've argued give attention to other women as well. And I don't know who you would pick in AEW to be Saraya's first match back, first match in the company and first match at all in 5 years, if not Britt Baker.
I completely agree. We got quite a few Super Chats and Humper Chats about this. Reminder, guys, you can go to humperchats.com. You can leave your question or statement before we even go on the air. Sawyer says, incredible babyface promo by Britt. Her best in a year at least. I'm fully behind her this weekend now. Alex, when I enjoyed AEW content the most was when it was very much a you decide which one you want to cheer for type of thing. Where Cody or the Bucks or Omega or Moxley or Danielson on any given month was a heel, a face, depending on the issue at hand and which side they stood on it. Right. And that's what I find compelling. And whenever I would see people go, well, who's the baby face? Who's the heel? You decide. You don't need your hand held through the whole damn thing. Let it be compelling television. And that's what I want. And that's what I like about this story.
If you simply allow your wrestlers to portray honest individual people, they are going to have feelings about disputes that favor their own interests. and you can decide as an audience member, I agree with this person about this issue, but in a couple of months, I might disagree with them about a separate issue, and your rooting might change. Honestly, I feel like that's the Holy Grail, but I feel like it is a thing that, that's for me personally. I would like to be able to not be able to predict things simply on, well, you probably can't have this person win the number one contenders match because if they do, it'll be heel versus heel, and you can't do that. I want to be able to just have two great wrestlers wrestle regardless of alignment. I love that there's a gray area right now in how much they're trying to get a gray area and how much Rey Fénix and Pentagon might be willing to cheat to keep their titles. Will they go along with Pac in order to beat the Elite this weekend? Will Keith Lee, like, will his morals of upstandingness retain, or will he sink to Swerve's level at some point in the match to get the titles back? I like that there's a gray area with a lot of these stars.
We've got Jay saying, do you think Saraya has had that much of an impact on Britt because her promos have been fantastic? I do. I mean,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Britt is no longer like the most famous person in that division. Mm-hmm. And you know, there ain't nothing wrong with not being more famous than a woman who literally had a successful movie made about her by The Rock. Right. So I do think that like to me, a lot of the good ones, like MJF and Britt, especially, they get that like Michael Jordan type of thing where they look for something to motivate them. They look for a reason to be pissed off. That way it motivates them. And I think that works very, very well, especially for heel professional wrestlers, because heels feel like that happens a lot. Joey Bag of Donuts says best promo she's done. Sounded like a babyface promo. I love the reception to it. I love it. Yeah. I also love the reception to AR Fox. Yeah. Hey bro, it's Brad, says AR Fox was on my damn TV. Sean Ross Sapp, he sure was. First off, teaming him with Top Flight, amazing decision.
Perfect.
Do I wish we still had Lio Rush in AEW? Hell yeah, I do. He's one of my favorite performers. Yeah. But I am very happy AR Fox is getting a shot. I've been begging for AR Fox to get a better opportunity for a long time. And this was, despite the incredible stuff that Dante Martin was doing, an AR Fox showcase is what this was. Mm-hmm. So for Death Triangle, who were leading to a pretty big match at the pay-per-view, mm-hmm. to give AR Fox that much, I thought was just incredibly great. You could tell the veteran presence in there. Also, Darius Martin back. Yas, that's great. People I talked to, as we reported on Select, didn't think that he would be back till the spring. That's incredible. Dante continues to be amazing. That no hands, second rope spot was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
This was what you want to make people go, that's why they got those trios titles. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. That's why.
Yeah. There's a, man, AR Fox, to me, I first started to know him during Lucha Underground. He and Killshot, who you might now know as Swerve Strickland, had one of the damnedest matches I've ever seen in my life. It was three stages of hell, where the first stage, the first fall is a first blood match. The first one. And the second one was a no DQ. It was just, oh my God. It was great. I really, really loved it. Hell of War was also, they had a Hell of War match was amazing. I've loved that guy for years. It was so cool to see him on TV here, because I know he's been doing stuff on Dark. I've caught those matches when I can. He's great. And it was so uplifting to see Darius back. Because I feel like right after he got back, he was in that car accident. And so he had like two matches maybe in like 3 years. Like it felt like forever, 2 years. But I kind of like the idea of this team sticking around. I somebody mentioned they should call him Star Fox. Like there's Fox Flight. There's a really cool thing you could do with them as a trio moving forward, because if you're going to have a trios championship, you should really have a trios division where guys fight each other for the right to then have the title match. Like there should be those kinds of things. So I like them together, but I feel it was always a foregone conclusion as to who was going to win the match. And I really enjoyed Pac's promo afterwards as well.
So Darius got hurt it was late February 2021. He returned in early March of this year, and he wrestled, I think it was 11 matches between AEW, First Wrestling, and Warrior. And then, unfortunately, he was sidelined for another 7 months. But seven months, considering the nature of that injury, let me tell you, we're just glad to have him back. Just glad to have him back. Bugs Bunny says, have ticks for full gear, stoked for the Elite to return. Well, it's official. We have more on it on FightfulSelect.com. But Death Triangle, I love that they came out and said this. They're like, we're not stupid. We watch the show. Mm-hmm. We know what's going on.
Yeah.
We see the videos. And if they want to make their big triumphant return, we know who they're coming after. So if you all want it, come get it. And then the graphic comes up and it shows Death Triangle at full gear, their half, and then the Elite pop up. Love it. And Pac's like, yeah, bring it. Let's do it. I'm pumped for this. Mm-hmm. And I'm also pumped. What I hope, Alex, maybe we do get a surprise return. Lights off, lights on. House of Black is back. After that match,
yeah, that would be my thing.
You get those two back, we're cooking again. Yeah, we got a division again,
right?
But hell yeah,
yeah. I would. This is not the way I guess that I would have done it. I was frankly surprised this wasn't the main event. I didn't know they were going to do like an in-ring talkie segment for the main event, but I thought it was going to be, this was going to be the main event, and they were going to have Pac, you know, say, all right, so we know what's going on. If you want something, you come and you come out here, and you have the Elite like come out on the stage and get a big giant pop from the crowd going home for this in what is effectively a co-main event, with having them come back for the first time and reclaim those titles, we all assume. Or you save it as a big surprise. Like Death Triangle says, we'll be Saturday at full gear. We'll come to the ring, and if you want to show up, you go ahead and show up, because we'll be ready to fight you. Just a little reveal on the Titantron was like a little anticlimactic to me. Like, I want everything to be a 9.5 out of 10 at all times. So this was like a 7, but I wanted it to be a little bit better. And to me, like, either of those two options would have been better for me.
Sawyer says, was waiting for the lights to go out, but Pac calling out the Elite instead of showing us Death Triangle aren't dumb was even better. Me too. Like, they've heard. They've got social media.
Yeah.
JP says, how do you feel about the announcement? Feels flat because they weren't in person. No, I think you're driving an audience to the pay-per-view and saying, you want to see these guys? Buy the pape.
Oh, I absolutely, I mean, I think the idea, the strongest one, is to get people knowing they're going to be there by the pay-per-view. I would argue it's stronger to have them in person than just in a graphic, but still most important thing is to have people knowing that they're buying that with that money, they're going to get to see the Elite versus Death Triangle.
Jamal says, I'm envisioning it. The Elite wins the trios title. When the lights go out, when they come back on, House of Black is staring them down. Please God. That's what I'm imagining too. That's what I'm imagining as well.
Yeah.
Oh, we got the Ricky Starks promo. We got Ricky versus Archer on Rampage. I mean, Ricky's got to win this, in my opinion. But
oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't. It is very curious to me how AEW can have acts like FTR and Ricky Starks and Miro that are white hot, and you just don't do much with them for a month at a time or a month and a half at a time.
I think there's a great opportunity for when stories have ended, the loser of that feud can take a month off because they're not white hot.
Exactly.
Ricky Starks won that match at Grand Slam versus Will Hobbs. And then we haven't seen him really since until he came back to cut the promo saying he was going to be in the tournament. Like, when a guy wins a big feud, you want to use that momentum to skyrocket him off into something else as opposed to just letting him fade away.
Guys, leave a thumbs up on this stream, please. I can't tell you how much that helps us. Also, leave a comment on the actual video. That helps out our algorithm a lot. October, November, December, they're down months in wrestling news, at least by the way of traffic. So any of that stuff really, really helps us. Tom LaValle says, so, big if, Mercedes debuts Saturday. Which match does she come out? Who would she call out? Jade seems the natural call, but they all make some sense. I mean, they all would make some sense, but I think it would be either Jade or Britt Soraya. I mean, Soraya makes the most sense.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to see that, personally. Ben says, I'll never not side with the one reminding me they were there for me during the pandemic era. Unbeatable promo fodder for the AEW originals for years to come. Absolutely. What Britt said, it resonated. Absolutely. Morg says, hype for Saturday. Going to watch Full Gear at a theater. For each of you, what is your most anticipated match? Ooh, goddamn. I don't want to seem like I'm taking a shot at any of them, but I am most anticipating seeing how Soraya does in the ring after 5 years out of the ring, but her being 30 years old. I don't know how much she has trained. I don't know any of that. So that's my most anticipated, because if they get her cooking, well, that's pretty nice.
Right. I'll say this, until the main event segment, it was MJF and Mox, and now it's not anymore. And I'll talk about why. Not that I don't want to see it at all. It's just like, it's not nearly as anticipating it. For me, it is now the Elite versus Death Triangle.
Yeah.
You get the Lucha Bros and Pac and the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega in a match. Like, that thing's going to be absolutely insane.
They have a real possibility of this being the best in-ring AEW show ever with the way that it's lined up. Ricardo says, never saw Soraya rooting for Britt. I mean, that's also a thing. Like, there are
a lot of people.
There are a whole lot of people that have never seen Soraya wrestle. And I mean, like, she had one or two matches in 2017. Now, I mean, she came back and they're like, hey, you're going to do like an 18-minute banger with Sasha. Have fun. And that was cool. But it's been since June 2016 since she has regularly been in the ring. Mm-hmm. June 2016. 6.5 years.
Long time.
Man. Irene says, it's pretty clearly time for Ricky to enter for the main event scene, but do you have him win the tourney just to be the first person to lose to MJF? No, I think so. At this point, if they went back on the firm helping him, he's laid an awful big ass whooping on a lot of them. It'd be hard to retcon for me.
No, not to me. I think tonight cinched it that they are working together. He three stooges. He did a three stooges move to Ethan.
Okay, Page. You know what? You're right. You're like, right.
He, they're like, either they're really trying to show us that they're working together just to have them not work together as a swerve, or they tip their hand way too much. Anyway, we'll talk about the main event.
Sure. Ethan Page could be a challenger for sure.
Ethan, absolutely. What I just don't want is that if they are working together, I don't want Ethan Page to come out and do the Kevin Nash to Hulk Hogan
thing. I hope, like, they wouldn't do that.
I mean, like, I think that there's a really, really strong story to be told, especially because I believe Ricky Starks is that type of guy who could be a main eventer for this company for years to come. Having him be the first guy to lose to MJF at the beginning, at the end of 2022 and at the end of 2023 to protect the title from going to WWE in kayfabe, of course. Him being the guy to actually dethrone MJF a year later would be an amazing, because this is the trademark now for AEW. They love their really long stories. And that story for Ricky Starks being a guy who the first guy to lose to MJF, but then eventually a year later being the guy to beat MJF would be a really cool story.
I agree with that. We got Eloquent saying people spent the last 6 months burying Britt as someone who allegedly can't work and hogs the limelight until she cuts another banger promo. Fickle. Hey, not me, guy. Not me, my friend. We got the preview of Takeshita and Akiyama against Eddie and Ortiz. So I did an interview with Eddie Kingston earlier this year, and he straight up called this out, and he highlighted that here. Mm-hmm. And Akiyama still looks great, of course. Yeah.
Course.
Glad they're doing this. This is one that like makes me go, I would want to go to that Rampage. And there aren't that many. Tom LaValle says, am I sick? Wouldn't hate Finger Poke of Doom. I would.
I mean, it was ridiculous at the time. If it was done as a way of trolling us, with the caveat of once that happens, there's a surprise. Like, we're going to get a surprise match instead. We're not going to do that this week or whatever kind of a thing. There's a way to like do it as an homage to the ridiculousness of the original and then immediately pivot to something else. But yeah.
Jungle Boy, Jack Perry and Luchasaurus vignette. I love that they're leaning into the Jack Perry thing. That is one of the best things that Jim Ross did was condition this audience to call him Jack Perry. Because when he's on those red carpets, you want him to be Jack Perry. You want Entertainment Tonight to ask him about his dad and all that stuff.
Yes.
Axel Hunter says Jungle Boy has become a jungle fella. We also get Lee versus Hook set for Rampage. That is another match that I go, okay, Rampage is worth going to. I've said this, and I'll say it every time. Last year, before Full Gear, made me say, I'm probably not going to Rampage before a pay-per-view anymore.
Right.
With that Hardy Orange Cassidy ending and nothing really happening, I was like, I'm good. However, this Rampage looks like a hoot, to be honest with you. It looks fun. We had Ethan Page defeating Bandido. Bandido just looks happier than a pig in shit to be there. Mm-hmm. He looks overjoyed. He got gear with the AEW logo.
Yeah, he's super excited, man.
Oh, my God. This man is so pumped. And I know a lot of people were like, oh, my God, he had a big decision. He was telling people at Big Lucha he was signing with AEW like the week before he even went there. I'm glad that he's here. And one of my favorite things to see is that he has grown as a psychological in-ring performer. Yeah. He did one of my least favorite spots that I've ever seen a few years ago, where somebody's doing the sit on the second rope hang. Not only did he make them do that, but he ran from one end of the ring to the other, then back, ran outside, did a springboard and a 450 onto it. And I was like, oh, my God. And that was one of the first times I really got to see him in a U.S. wrestling environment. And I was like, oh, my God, how is this going to work? And then the more and more he got used to American crowds, you're just like, oh, okay. It was a matter of him just adjusting to this works here. This doesn't work here. This is what goes. Like, he is so smart about that. And I'm glad that that spot isn't in use anymore, because instead what we got was a dope-ass match with him and Ethan Page. And let me tell you, the way I popped in my living room when he did a one-armed press slam to Ethan Page, Alex.
Yeah, man. He's super strong for being as athletic as he is. I really like both of these guys a lot. I've been on record. I think Ethan Page is a future AEW champ. I don't understand why you wouldn't think that. Honestly, I think he's got everything you could possibly want. But Bandito's amazing. I thought this match was really great, and I think that you did what you needed to do to establish Bandido in these two matches with Roosh and now Ethan Page, and you get Ethan Page the victory with his with you established, you know, the that if he hits that on Ricky Starks, Ricky Starks is done. Except, whoops, Ricky Starks is going to kick out of it or get out of it and not be able to hit on him. I like that storytelling is there for the entire tournament. So I thought this was great. I thought it was exactly what you needed to do.
Ethan Page is really good in this spot. You see him ascending. Mm-hmm. I love a good top rope body slam. I interviewed him about that move specifically about 3 years ago. He's like, I just looked around and I said, what aren't people doing?
Yeah.
Like safe, effective, all that stuff. And I believe Darby was one of the first people he did that to. And he's just like, yeah, guinea pig.
Darby will take it.
Yes, Darby will take it. Let's rock with that.
He's like that kid in the old cereal commercials. Give it to Mikey. Mikey will eat anything. Ask Darby to take it. Darby will take anything.
Uh-huh. Ethan Page is just delivering constantly. And
he really is.
Hopefully he's not one of those guys that goes away for 2 months. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's keep him as hot as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Leave a thumbs up. We would greatly appreciate it. We got that AEW Full Gear coming up this weekend. And listen, if you want a little bit of a better deal on it, I've got a solution for you. NordVPN.com/Fightful allows you to change your virtual location for just one click. You can do it for as many clicks as you want, but with just one click on all your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC, router, TV, fastest VPN in the world, 30-day money-back guarantee, 4 months free. On top of that, it's going to end up paying for itself. You're going to be able to get pay-per-views at a much more affordable rate than you would have otherwise. You can get the WWE Network interface back that you like. If you don't want to deal with Peacock, the UFC pay-per-view this past weekend, I got it at about, oh gosh, 1/5 of the price that it actually was. So that effectively paid for my NordVPN.com/Fightful subscription in its own. Block online trackers, malware, and online pop-up ads that you don't want. Browse safely and securely and anonymously with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Trust me, you want this bad boy. You want to throw it on this weekend ahead of this big show. You want to make your virtual location, you know, like Bangladesh or New Zealand or Indonesia. Sawyer says, what's Ruby Soho's status? Could you come back and be Saraya's next feud? Need to hear Taz singing her song. She's still healing up. I reported today on Fightful Select that WOW was interested in bringing her in last year, and they were, before they could even get to her, they were told, not taking bookings. And they were like, she's going to AEW. But they wanted her. FightfulSelect.com. But we'll work to find out more on Ruby. Justice says, any chance Thunder Rosa returns at Full Gear? Maybe. She'll also be at WrestleCade next weekend. When I had asked her what's up, she had made it sound like I might not see her till Royal Rumble time before she got booked for WrestleCade. And the only reason I was going to see her at Royal Rumble time is because she lives in San Antonio. So I'm not sure about that. But Tony Storm defeated Anna Jay, who is Anna Yas now. Mm-hmm. Graham says that corner attack looks lethal. Is it safe? It is safe. And I got it. You know what? Let's give Britt Baker her flowers there too, because Britt Baker was the one that made you think it was dangerous in the first place.
Right.
She had that masterful sell of the move where like the referee and Tony were trying to grab at her. And she's like, no, like a knee jerk, I'm injured reaction. She played us. She sold us a ticket. And ever since then, each one has looked violent and you go, well, one day that's going to hurt somebody, but it hasn't yet, Alex, but it sure looks like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that spot. I think the way that Tony lays it in is it makes it look like she's really hurting people. And I thought this was fun. Listen, you know, it's the whole Yas act is not my cup of tea. It's like, but
I'm going to choke you out does not work for me. That
But also like Anna J.A.S., that whole thing, when she's doing it and she's like, did you see me cheat? I just cheated. Like it's a little, they're laying it on really thick normal. Like it's just so thick now. So it's fine. I think Anna J is a great performer. I just don't love this side of her, but
especially for her experience level, people forget that she signed with just a few matches under her belt and she's done like maybe 70, 75 matches. And I would say probably over half of them have been like 1 to 3 minutes, maybe. But also she had that match that was better than it should have been against Brandy. Brandon Charles Powell says, if Jamie wins the interim title and if Rosa remains injured and Tony has to take the belt off of her, does Jamie automatically become the champion? Not sure what the protocol is. Yes, that is how interim titles work. So far, they haven't had to do that. But yes, eventually, if a champion doesn't return to the division in MMA or boxing or whatever, or can't return, the interim champion is promoted to full-time champion. Yeah. And the people that held the interim title in the meantime are looked upon more favorably. To me, if you hold an interim title that and there's an injury, a long-sustained injury, I get it. If it's like UFC is like, oh, well, this guy can't fight for 2 months afterwards, and it's a little much. The first interim title AEW did, it's like, why? Cody's going to be back or in a couple weeks, but it's neither here nor there. Mox and MJF. This was not Mox's strongest promo work. He was fumbling all over the place. He was struggling. Couldn't remember the dates. Everybody has a bad night at the office. I doubt it's going to be a habit. Mm-hmm. But he said that MJF went away, did a Pillman gimmick, came back, et cetera, et cetera. I thought that the direction of it was going to be fine. It's just that the execution of it just did not work for me. Right. MJF's did. MJF came out, took out the firm, and he's like, I am not the same person that you faced a couple years ago. I need this. It's what I want. I'll bleed for it. I'll break bones for it. I'll tear ligaments for it. I'll do anything that I can for it, and I'm going to do it without the Dynamite Diamond Ring. Which makes me think that he will absolutely do it with the Dynamite Diamond Ring or with the Brass Nux. Yep. Which, by the way, got Israel Adesanya arrested. Some fan gave him brass knuckles as a gift, and the airport was like, no, 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 buddy.
Listen, yeah, you can't bring that.
He got detained, which is funny because a few months ago he said, you won't see me on TMZ. I got good people around me. Mm-hmm. Yikes. Glad that got cleared up, though. It did get cleared up, thankfully.
Yeah.
Ricardo asked the big question. Is Regal going to break our hearts this weekend?
Sure looks like it to me. Because here's the deal. The firm comes out and is attacking Jon Moxley. Yes. Right? And they're also none of them are they're physically holding Regal in the corner, but not really attacking him.
Yeah.
And then MJF comes out, clotheslines Lee, never makes contact with the Ass Boys. By the time he gets in the ring, all that's left is just Morrissey and Paige. Morrissey gets a hand around his throat. He kicks him in the balls. Okay. Then he sidesteps a Paige kick, and Paige kicks Morrissey out of the ring. Paige gets big wide eyes, turns around, and gets poked in those eyes. Moe to Curly style. Then a kick in his balls, and they leave. You guys get out of here or I'll kick your ass. There are, what, five of them? Two of them are substantially bigger than you. And they all just left because he told them to.
It's interesting. Yeah, it is.
It feels very, very, like they're really tipping the hand that the firm is working with them. Now, either the firm isn't actually working with them, or...
He did punch the Ass Boys first.
I missed that. All I saw was...
He
was
punched each of. Ass boy.
Okay, good.
And clotheslined Lee.
Okay. Those the one I just saw the last three then. Now, they didn't really like when they took out MJF, that looked real a couple of weeks ago. And I think if they had left it at that and they had not gotten physical, then you might be able to convince me that this isn't all an act. But tonight it made it really, especially the poke of the eyes. And the kick, and like it made it feel like it was really all an act. But him making sure that he talked to Regal. He
clocked those ass boys, though. They bumped on the ramp, Alex.
I mean, they know how to take back bumps. it's all very conspiracy theory with me now. I love that he made sure to address Regal at one point. Isn't that white will? I feel like it's too early to end the Blackpool Combat Club by having Regal turn and join MJF, and still MJF is kind of the perfect pupil for the dastardly villain William Regal. So William Regal, if not specifically helping MJF win, but having the brass knuckles left on the apron and just turning his back and allowing MJF to do with him what he will, and he hits Moxley with him. I mean, there's something there. I'm not really sure. Might echo the whole thing with Wardlow and Punk and the Diamond Ring before. They like to do those things of like, it's a callback to this. I think that the firm is working with MJF, but the rest of the Blackpool Combat Club will come out and run those guys off, and it'll just be MJF and Moxley and Regal still at ringside. And I think that's where the big surprise is going to happen, that Regal and MJF are working together. I think that's probably where they're going.
Johan Acosta says the firm during this segment felt unnecessary. I think we'll find out after this week if it'll be unnecessary. Graham says a single punch on the ramp is the deadliest move. I mean, it would suck to take.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Rory sent us a monster super chat, I want to spend time on it, like, before we even went on the air. So big thank you, Rory. Thank you so much. He said, MJF using part of Punk's pipe bomb speech was gold. That made me pop so hard. I don't know how it unfolds, but damn if I'm not 100% invested. MJF is the present and 100% the future. He's better than us, and we know it. MJF is like it to me. When anybody introduces him as the fastest rising star, he's risen. He's there. He's a top star. He's a main eventer. He's good to go. He's there. Using the Punk promo while also saying stuff on Twitter like, all the bullshit that's been around, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And he also did a post-show promo like about that too, which to me is getting, I don't know, when they start to reference things like that an awful lot, it's getting awful heavy-handed. And I'm like, okay, is there something more at play here? Like Punk's starting to get referenced and all that stuff, and anything can happen in wrestling. But I love him using a part of that speech, but It did seem heavy-handed. And somebody says, even if things are okay with Punk with AEW, he's still injured. I mean, it's been 2 months already. It's been over 2 months, 2.5 months now since that happened. So you never know the extent of all that stuff. I'm just saying that made me be like, okay.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I really thought going into tonight, but there was that question, because they really sold that beating on MJF. They put him through a table. They beat him up. And tonight when he came back to get revenge on them, it was nyuk, 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 nyuk. Like it just felt like it was staged. It felt very staged. So I wish they hadn't done that interaction tonight, because I would still be going into the match on Saturday thinking, I don't honestly know if MJF is, I think he's still working with the firm, but I don't know. Now I feel like I know he's still working with the firm, and I wish I didn't feel that way. And I feel like they showed that to us with the segment tonight.
And Justice says, MJF says, without Tony Khan, wrestling is a monopoly post-show promo. Yeah, I mean, I do also think he's going heavy-handed into the I'm not signed thing.
All right.
We'll see. I mean, in the Deadline article about Iron Claw, he was announced as being a part of Activist, which I believe Tony Khan is a partner in. Mm. So we'll see. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. Alex, tell the people what you got going on.
Well, you can find me on the Twitter, such as it is, for as long as it still exists, at Alex Sour Graps, and over on FIFA Select, where I review Raw right after Raw, and where we've been starting this couple weeks, it's been worked out pretty well. I will be reviewing SmackDown every Friday while watching Rampage. So I'll be giving live reactions to Rampage while talking about what has happened on SmackDown. So that's at 10 p.m. Eastern. You watch Rampage, put me on the second screen on your iPad, and I'll talk about SmackDown at the same time. Should be a lot of fun.
As we got so much stuff on Fightful Select, please subscribe. Until next time, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.